Yo, what's
Love
up? It's your
radio.
It's your boy, Bob G. We in the building for Nod Your Head Wednesday. Man, I'm running a little late, but we here. First, I want to start off with something, man, that I heard on Facebook. And, wow. It brings a whole new meaning to what I've come to realize with the ice cream trucks and everything, man. And this kind of blew my mind, so I'm gonna let y'all hear it. But I'm gonna start it off with something a little bit educational, man. And y'all, you know, let me know what you think, man, on Facebook, man. Nod your head.
Come on, Killen. Find a cut of watermelon. Yeah, you George Washington, Henry Clay, Abraham Lincoln, Woodrow Wilson, Jackson. You them Thompson niggas quit throwing them bones and come down and get your ice cream.
Ice cream?
Yes, ice cream. Cut up ass ice cream. Watermelon.
Well, I went down to Goodville the other afternoon. There was all a yellow girl, her name was Sophie Lou. She was a-sitting on the rail with the heels in the van. She eats watermelon to fit to beat the van. She says, I'm a silky dear, would you keep your heart to me? You keep a heart of boy, I'm busy, don't you see? The juice from the watermelon trickles down the chin. Make me take $100, turn your lights to change. Then a nickel of a watermelon, ha ha ha. Nickel of a watermelon, ha ha ha. Work it up, the main to win the half a number two. Then it's something like the watermelon for the 100 too. Nickel of a watermelon, ha ha ha. Nickel of a watermelon, ha ha ha. To make the way to have another soul, then it's something like the water for the 100 souls. Where's the watermelon grow on the big green pine? Where the singer sees it, he thinks the time will shine. He knows what is right when the sea stands back. He goes pong pong when you hit him on the back. The best way to get it is to feel it if you can. If you don't want to see it, you get a color pen. Then you do the house and you give it to your wife. And you rip from the bank with the big arm and I. Then the nigga love a watermelon, ha ha ha. Nigga love a watermelon, ha ha ha.
Catching with flat ass. I got your head nod, catching with flat ass. I got your
calm and keep nodding. Stay calm and keep nodding, see?
Yo, okay, well, we back. Had a technical difficulty. I don't know what the fuck is going on, but anyway, we back. I hit you with that joint, that first joint. Hope y'all like the new Naja Head theme. My man Divine put that together. But anyway, I hit y'all with that earlier joint, man. I heard this, man, over the week. Actually, I heard it Monday. And it kind of fucked me up because I've heard that song on the ice cream trucks and in cartoons, man, growing up, man. And I heard that shit, man, and it kind of makes me want to bomb the shit out of ice cream trucks now, man, because that's fucked up, man. I mean, the song was called Nigga Love a Watermelon, Ha Ha Ha. That's what it's called. It was released March 1916 on Columbia Records, and it was written by blackface actor Harry C. Brown. And it's kind of fucked up, man, because, I used to chase them fucking ice cream trucks to that goddamn song, man, and as well as many other kids. And probably a lot of y'all don't even know that how fucked up this song is. Like I said, they played this damn song on many a cartoon. It's, you hear this in the summer on ice cream trucks, and when the motherfucker said, "You niggas quit throwing them balls and come down and get your ice cream," and then the motherfucker said, "Ice cream is watermelon. Nigga love a watermelon, ha, ha, ha. There's nothing like a watermelon for a hungry coon." That's fucked up, man. Now, the original song came out in the 19th century, and it was called Turkey in the Straw. And it dates back older to an even older song that, you know, that the British sang called The Old Rose Tree. But the tune was brought to America by immigrants, and it was just called Turkey in the Straw. But the fucking minstrels, or the blackface minstrels, sat up here and made this shit. And it's just crazy, man, because it really fucked me up when I really heard the song and everything. Turkey in the Straw, I mean, the original creator really didn't have too much. It's this blackface motherfucker that did this shit, man. And like I say, it's just kind of like I want to go just bomb the shit out of ice cream truck if I hit him playing this shit, man, because it really, really, really changed my view on shit, man. You know, it's like we don't really know anything about black history about ourselves, and a lot of that shit is being suppressed. Now, I know y'all are like, damn, Brock, what the fuck, man? You got all, you know, multicultured and Afrocentric on it. I'm like, no, I'm trying to tell y'all this shit because there's more to life than what is taught to you. And, you know, we need to teach ourselves this shit because we really don't know. I didn't fucking know until I actually researched the shit and found out, like, damn, that's fucked up. We've been like Pavlov's dogs and shit, you know. You hear that damn ice cream truck coming with that damn song playing, that's kick in, ice cream. I want some motherfucking ice cream until you realize what the fucking song is about, man. And it's crazy, man, because we don't teach our kids, we don't teach ourselves history. A lot of y'all don't even know, man. I found out some more intriguing shit, man. The Lone Ranger. Did you know that the original fucking Lone Ranger was black? It was a black cowboy that was a Texas Marshal, and nobody wanted to work with him because he was black. But he was the real Lone, the real Lone Ranger. And a lot of motherfuckers didn't want to work with this cat, man, because he was a black. Like, Buffalo soldiers were real fucking cowboys and shit, man, you know? And a lot of this we don't share amongst each other because we don't know, or it's suppressed, and it takes the fucking internet, which I use on a regular basis. It takes the internet to allow us to learn this shit, man. It's more to life than fucking Housewives and you know, hip hop, loving hip hop, Bad Girls Club, and all that shit, man. It's more to it than this, man. The TV, man, it was a great creation, but it also hinders us from learning shit, man. And I would have never, I mean, it's a lot of things I've learned as I've gotten up in age and I've picked up on shit. It's a lot of things that I've learned and see as an adult that I didn't see as a minor, as a juvenile, you know, even as a young adult. That's a lot of shit that I didn't pick up on. But this really opened my eyes to see that it's a lot of things that we as black people don't know about, and our shit is, like, really fucked up because we really need to sit down and teach our children this shit, man, and teach ourselves this shit, man, because they will suppress it. Every time you look, man, it's always some white cat talking about, oh, you need to sit back and fuck slavery. Forget about that. You know, that happened 400 years ago, you know what I'm saying? But then you have, you know, these Jews and shit, and I ain't against no Jews or nothing like that, but they got their own cross to bury, pun intended. You know, but they always talking about the Holocaust and shit, never forget. You know, never forget what happened to the Japanese. Never forget this. Never forget that. But we expected to forget. You know what I'm saying? I look on the news today. Well, actually, it wasn't on today. But, you know, they talking about the young girls in Africa, the 200 girls in Africa that got kidnapped by the terrorist group, the Islamist group, right? Okay. And so the first lady, she goes and she posts up, you know, bring our young girls back. Okay. But on Twitter, you got these motherfuckers, you know, talking about the drone planes blowing up, you know, Islam and some of, you know, the Arabians and shit, or the Arabs or whatever over there. And I'm not against their plight. I understand, you know, war is fucking war. I mean, it happens. But at the same time, this woman is talking about bringing back 200 African girls that were kidnapped by these guys, fucking these girls. These are young girls. This could be, if we was in Africa, this could be your daughter, my daughter, whatever, raping these girls. And these motherfuckers take the shit and go to a whole different thing about, oh, yeah, but your husband, he's nuking and sending drones over there, bombing, you know, our children and everything. So let me just say this. Let me pause the whole thing. Let's talk about this. First things first. Islam, Israelis, all that shit, y'all are the worst motherfuckers towards your own women. I watched Vice a couple of weeks ago and on HBO. Comes right on after Bill Maher. Yes, I watched Bill Maher, and I watched Vice. And Islam is the worst when it comes to women, period. They ain't allowed to vote. They ain't allowed to drive. They ain't allowed to look at other men. They got to wear fucking veils all goddamn day. Even here in the States, they wear fucking veils. Pakistanis, Israelis, whatever. They have no rights whatsoever, even here in the States. And y'all really want to bitch about the fucking drones? I understand your plight, but at the same time, if you are harboring these motherfuckers in your village or whatever shit bucket you live in, then it is what it fucking is, man. It's called war for a reason and everything. It's not like, you know, he's doing the shit purposely. But if you harboring the motherfuckers and they hide in your goddamn village and we send a goddamn drone, it is what it motherfucking is. Maybe y'all need to get a pair of balls and move the motherfuckers the fuck up out there, and then he won't have to send no goddamn drone. Because the whole fucking reason for the drones is to stop the terrorists from coming their asses back over here doing whatever the fuck they doing here. You know, and then y'all sit over here and y'all try to turn the shit around on the first lady and shit. She's asking about 200 black girls to be brought back home. It ain't the first time that shit done happened with somebody that sat over there and snatched up some goddamn body in one of them villages. This shit been going on. It's just now that the news is just not showing this shit. And y'all pissy about it because she's making a point. I have never in my life, and this is another thing that black folks need, we have a black president in our lifetime. I remember the day the dude was elected. And I sat there and I watched my grandmother, rest in peace, cry. Because in her lifetime, we got a black president. Whether you feel he's doing right or wrong, he's not the president of black United States. If he did that, imagine how many motherfuckers would have some shit to say if he just started helping black folks. But niggas that you are, y'all, oh, he ain't helping us. He ain't giving us no handouts. He ain't doing shit. He ain't doing that. Help your motherfucking self before you ask some goddamn body else to cut their neck out, stretch their neck out and do something for you. Help yourself. I don't see nobody in motherfucking Chicago right now stopping these niggas out here from killing each other. I live in this motherfucker. But y'all want to sit over here and say he a motherfucking puppet. He do this. He ain't doing shit for us. We ain't doing shit for us. You know, it's so much shit I can go on and on and on about, man. For real, man. I mean, I get this way sometimes, man, when I just see shit and I see stupidity, man. And it just happens, man. You know? We got a call, man. Let me see who this is calling, man. We got a, our first caller of the night. Nigel Head Radio,
hello?
Who's calling? Hello?
Yo, what's up, yo? It's Cash Red.
What's up, man? What's going on, Cash, man? How you feeling, dude?
Chilling. Running the streets with my wife, you know. How y'all feeling?
No, we feeling good, man. I was just doing one of my little rants, man, my little political rants, man. You know, we were talking about how the first lady was getting bashed on Twitter about, you know, the 200 girls and how, you know, cats is, are changing this into something else when it was about her expressing a need to get the 200 girls back. And, you know, I had a little soapbox I was getting on, man. You know, I was talking about that shit,
yeah.
man. And, you know, it just pissed me off, man.
It's real ugly right now, man.
They yeah, yeah, you know.
And come and get these thoughts. You heard? You got exchange.
No, I heard. I hear you. But check it. We're going to slide off that tough subject, man. I'm going to get back to that shit later on, man. But we're going to holler about you, man. I just actually got your info about you.
Yeah.
And, you know, my guy, he was kind of slow getting it to me, but we got some info. But I did some little background checking on you. And, man, you was in the battle circuit for a minute, man. I seen some of your videos, man, when you was freestyling, man, back in the day, man. I can't remember the dude's name. It was one cat, Darky and Stud, with some dreads, man. You was battling against,
oh,
man. I think back 2000.
Yeah, Moth.
Yeah. That was a tight battle, man. So I had to do a little background research on you, man, see what was going on with you, man. But while you here, man, why don't you tell people, I mean, give a little background about yourself, man.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, my name is Cash. I'm Staten Island, no allowed to drop. I'm dropping the video with me and my boy, A Driver. That's going all crazy. That's on Hip Hop 1987. It got like 8,000 views. And then before that, I just dropped my solo joint produced by Binky. I don't know if y'all know who Binky is, the dude that produced Jay-Z. He just produced the Mafia Music Part 3 on Ross album, and then he produced that my first video that I just dropped 3 weeks ago called Relapse, and that's going all crazy right now. So yeah, so I'm buzzing right now, but everybody on me talking about it, I gotta take it serious, you know. So I might just start taking it serious, because I really ain't taking it serious. Like, I'm just doing it for fun, so you feel me? So I'm about to try to take it serious and get the feel it, and just try to get the homies out of here one time, but feel me?
Okay, yeah, because I'm reading, you know, what you sent me here, hip-hop recording artist from Staten Island. And, you know, so what's going on that you ain't taking seriously, man? Because as reading the little article here, man, after the death of your friend, man, you was like, man, I'm stopping excuses and procrastination, man. What you going to do, man?
Yeah, I know, because my friend got murdered like 2 years ago and all that, like. He always used to be on me like, yo, Cash, you got to take it serious. He used to come to the battles, throw money. We used to walk away with like $3,000 with the money and all that. Like, he was going really pushing me and all that. So after that happened, I'm like, all right, boom, I'm about to take it serious. And since I've been taking it serious, like, my buzz been going crazy out here right now. Like, my buzz been crazy. Yeah, so you feel me? So I'm just taking it serious. I'm working with a couple producers. I got a couple videos out. And I'm about to drop another video next week where I'm meeting some shorty out here called Miss Norfolk. She's buzzing out here on crazy, so that shit is about to go crazy. It's I'm produced by Ivy League producers, so
right.
You feel me? So I'm like, yeah. So I'm on my roll and all that right now. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm trying to make the home team proud.
That's what's up. Now, where you hailing from now, Norfolk?
Yeah, I'm from Staten Island, but I'm living Norfolk though.
Okay. That's what's up.
Yeah.
So how long you? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Norfolk,
Virginia. Yeah, fact.
Okay. How long you been on the grind though, man? I mean, like, how long you been doing this?
I've been on brother like on and off since I was like 13, just doing it for fun. You know, when you're standing on the block, just rapping, joking and shit, like, show me. But and then I just started taking serious after I got in that battle circuit. They like, yo, you're a problem, boy. So I started taking it serious, and then tell me I just got into the studio, and then they were saying that my voice sounded way better in the studio than on battle. So, and then after my man died, I just got in the studio, and I just kept on going hard, and then my buzz is going crazy. You think I'm Vanilla Ice or something out here, man?
They think you're Vanilla, huh? That's what's
yeah,
up, man.
Word, word.
Where can we check for you at, man? What site you on? What social site you on right now?
What, like Instagram and Twitter and shit?
Yeah.
In fact, you go follow me at Flea_Cast on Instagram and on Twitter. My joint is Layla_Pops, Layla_Pops, P-O-P-S, and Flea Cash is FLEE_KASH.
Okay, that's what's up, man. So that's where we can find you at and everything, man. When can we expect a full album?
Right now, I ain't even really focused on the album because I was talking to the little producer I'm working with, Bink, and all that, and then he just telling me just look for a single. You feel me? Just like work on a single. Like people who drop a mixtape every other weekend, like nobody gonna listen to 12 songs. You feel me? So you just gotta work on that one hit song, and that gotta get your city buzzing. You feel me? And then I'm doing mixtape like I'm don't come with a mixtape like if you're not buzzing yet, because like ain't nobody wanna listen to like 11 songs and somebody that they don't know. So you just gotta work on that hit song, and when they get that hit song, then work on your mixtape. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm just working with a bunch of producers and all that. They keep on throwing these tracks. So I got one of them joints from Ivy League Producers. I'm just doing one yesterday, and I think that's gonna be the one that breaks. I'm gonna do that with the dude Sackboy Black. And he just got signed with records with Koch Records. So me and him is about to do that. I'm going to the studio Friday. So I think that I'm going to be a break one. And then the video with me and Ms. is dropping Saturday. And that already got like 3,000 plays on SoundCloud. That shit is gonna go crazy. Like that video's gonna go crazy. But I'm focused on the track that me and my boy Stepboy Black about to drop right now. So
okay, that's what's up, man.
I gotta sing out something, man. I gotta sing out some songs or something.
You know what? The guy, he sent us 3 songs, man. He ain't really sent me no titles, man. So I got them Cash 1, 2, and 3, and then I downloaded your Norfolk joint, the video.
Yeah.
So I downloaded that. So we gonna play that a little bit later on in the evening. So he ain't give us no titles though. So we just winging it.
You fucking
tonight.
With the songs though.
Yeah, they was dope, man. I'm a rock them shit. It was dope. I'm real particular about different music, man. A lot of shit I don't play on this show, man. But if your shit get played on this show and it's hot, man, it's played, you know. I'm real funky about certain shit.
Right.
So,
it was dope, man.
It was dope.
I appreciate it, bro.
Are you doing any tours, man? You coming around Chicago anytime? Or where you touring at, man? Getting some buzz? Or you just
I'm touring for real, but I did have a show in Atlanta this weekend. I ain't even going, man. Like, that shit is part of me not taking this serious. Like, I had a paid show and all that on fucking Atlanta, and I ain't going because I'm on my lazy shit, but I got to stop being on that shit, man. I'm passed up on it, but my man A. Driving on me going down to that shit this week, but I ain't going.
Real talk, man, you should go, man, get that buzz, man. Go on and get that buzz, and then get that, you know, that paper in your pocket, man. A closed mouth don't get fed, chief.
Yeah, facts, bro. I know. I got a show at Webster Hall in New York on July 8th, though, where fucking me and Corey Guns, it's going to be me, Corey Guns, and some dude named Jay Blizz from Long Island. So I got that
coming
up.
Okay, Corey Guns, that's a name I ain't heard in a long time.
Yeah, Guns on his ground right now, man. Guns got some shit. You see the shit he just dropped with him and McMahon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
like I said, that's a name I ain't heard in a while, though, man. I didn't know he was still doing stuff, man. So you know how that go.
Nah, I think he just beat that case though, that fucking gun case. So he had a little.
Yeah, that's a lot of cats beating cases right now. You see your boy Gucci, man. He about to do 3 years, man.
Yeah, Gucci just copped out the grid and getting fined like 250 racks.
Yeah. That's fucked up for him, though, man. He's going to be like Craig Mack.
He
won't be around next year. No,
man. Well,
you know how that goes.
Hold him down, though.
Yeah, but like I say, you got to do them tours, man, to make your money. That's where your money comes. You got to do them tours, man. But, we got a politic, man. If you haven't come through shy, man. Like I say, man, you still in the battle circuit, man? You still doing battles or nah?
That shit is funny you ask, because I just got a call from it's dude out here named Mike that dude headhunted the joint that I did. He called me and said Grind Time called him. I don't know if y'all know what Grind Time is. That shit that people smack DVD and all that. It's smack DVD,
nah,
Grind Time.
Yeah.
Yes, Grind Time. They just called me, want me to battle some dude from Detroit, but I don't think I'm gonna take that shit. Like, I'm really not into that battling scene no more. Like, I'm really not into a nigga screaming in my face no more. You feel me, bro?
Yeah, I get you, man. I mean, some cash, man, they like that something. Because I was looking at the joint with you and Murder. What was the name? Murder Mall? Or Mall Murder?
Yeah, Mall.
I was looking at that joint, man. He was getting real personal for a second there, man. I thought y'all was going to start throwing down for a minute, man, because he was saying some real slick shit, man.
Yeah, you see my goons in the back, Dr. Philly, but...
Yeah, I seen him, but he was saying some real slick shit, though, when y'all was going at it, man. I was like, damn, this cat, man, he trying to start one off.
Yeah,
like,
that's
kind of why
Simon
got
really
fucked
like
up,
that,
man.
Hell yeah. But he wasn't really like that, though, so that's what that's what my entourage didn't really do nothing. But at the end of the day, though, I got, like a strong buzz out here from that battle and shit. And, like, now I'm just starting to make songs and my shit building up right now. So, like, I'm feeling like if I go to the battle scene, I got more to lose than the average battle rapper. You feel me? Like, they don't got nothing to lose. Like, they just battling. They not dropping no
but
videos.
You know what,
they not doing interviews. They not doing no shows. Like, they just doing battles. So they just
but
come up
like,
what? Yeah, I'm about to battle cash.
I feel what you're saying, everything, but I mean, a lot of cats be like, man, I feel like I ain't got to battle no more. You earned your stripes, man. I ain't tripping on that, man. You earned your stripes. But you know, like I say, man, it's good. In my opinion, it's good, man, to go out there and still drop them bars, man, and let these young guys know that you still have them darts, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you're gonna win some, you lose some. You know, you're gonna catch somebody with a iller verse. Then, you know, whatever. You know, a lot of these niggas, man, they write out, you know, they write their own verse. Cause you could tell because, like when your guy Murder was doing his little joint, man, you know, they chimed in behind him. So you know this nigga wrote some shit already. That ain't no freestyle, man. You know what I'm saying? If you know the motherfucker verse before he say it, that ain't no freestyle. You know, we ain't saying come out like Cannabis did, you know what I'm saying, with a notebook. And rhyming off the notebook in a battle and shit, man. But it's just, to me, I think that shows, you know, an MC strength, you know what I'm saying? If they still come out there and they spit them darts, man, and tie these little young cats up, man, like let them know, yeah, your shit was good, but my shit better, you know what I'm saying? It just shows,
yeah,
like, you win some, you lose some, you know what I'm saying? Because it's always going to be a challenge.
Shit, I ain't losing shit, though. I'm a problem in that ring. I ain't losing shit.
I feel you. Well, man, we're going to let you slide off, man. I appreciate you calling in and letting us know about Cash. And we'll catch you. I got some songs I'm going to play for this young man and let y'all hear this brother, man, and let y'all see what y'all think about Cash. He got some dogs coming out. He got a new video coming out Saturday. You got some music. You got some singles. You got a single you working on. You know what I'm saying? But, man, I'm going to play the stuff you sent me, man. And, man, whenever you want to call the show, man, you are more than welcome to call in, man. It's greatly appreciated, man. I appreciate your time, Chief. For real. All
right, facts. I appreciate you, too, big bro. Y'all, I'm going to have a good day and all that. Y'all, I'm keep on grinding. I respect the grind.
No doubt, man. Continue that grind and get that shit out, man. Get that music out, man.
All right, facts.
All right, man. Be easy. Peace.
All right, bro. Peace.
That was my man Cash. Came on the show, did his thing. Man, I got some music from Cash, man. I'm going to let y'all hear this cat, man. And, man, we going to come back, and I'm going to get back on my soapbox and talk about some other shit, man. You know, I'm sure y'all heard about this whole Beyonce and Solange shit. But when we come back, man, I'm going to talk on that shit, too, man, because that's some bullshit, too. But we'll be back. Nod your head.
Nigga, I've been chillin'. But I'm step right back in it, nigga. Huh. I'm back like I ain't never left. I had to call my nigga Trapper for this stuff. Yo, Fucking this sponsorships, this honest shit that I spit is astonishing. I'm promising, but cash on the shit that I'm vomiting. Bitch, know I'm good, you're my opposite. I stand up and you squat the piss. Homie, better go and get binoculars to see a nigga close to my awesomeness. Though I talk your shit and now walk the shit. Even worse said, though I'm off the shit. Flow a little different, but an awkwardness. Words are set, I'ma be a god in this bitch with a coffin dip with a lowercase G. Ski cover the face, hand grips was below my waist. Bitches dying in taste, they lying awake. Hate to see when you do great. Offbeat on purpose, wanna diss a nigga, but no one's worth it. Except myself, diss myself. Yeah, nigga, that's perfect. Drive a nigga, you ain't shit. Think you're good cause you rap real quick and perform like you mastered it. And people of your passages, been news, you don't pack them shits. They don't wanna hear your rap for shit. Ain't here by accident. They trying to pass you quick. Maybe that's true, but I ain't letting no nigga through. Cause that's what I do, won't been break a move. Tired of playing it cool. Niggas is fool, it's just when I'm making the move. Spray the punk, don't try to play me punk. Bitch, know I'm Layla, unkin' out blaze a shot for Layla poppin'. If it's that deep, then we blaze the block. Won't play with us, get money till they raise the spot. Summertime, we fade to drop. Dipped in fresh shit with a set bitch that came to bop. I pray the lames will stop. Only one way to the top, and you won't see that till I drop. Motherfucker, go kick rocks. Wearing thong flip-flops. I wasn't given the key to success, but bitch, nigga, I pick locks. Yeah. Do it for the gram, she do it for the gram. She liking all my pics, but that bitch, she got a man. They don't got morals, I don't understand. But fuck these hoes, I'm trying to chase 100 grand. Got racks in my pocket, nigga, you already know it. You stalking bitches, they block you, nigga, you already know it. He said that he want problems, nigga, I ain't even know it. Little nigga, back that ham out, he ain't even blow it. It's K-Cash, a.k.a. mobbing all the time, no. It's levels to this shit, little nigga. It's different time zones. Roof, crisp, steak, little nigga. You a combo. I don't really fuck with you, nigga. Uncle Time Flow. They be saying when they see Cash, it's on cypher, bro. But they see me and never ride. Where they license go? I'm from Staten Island where them niggas talking. But I've been in Norfolk so long, I'm growing sharp again. Shorty, I'm the man, ma. I just want you to open your mouth like a clam, ma. In December, I got how you on the sand, ma. Let me know if you with it. I got Kyra on standby. I got Kyra on standby. Let me know if you with it. I got Kyra on standby.
Kyra. I don't know what Kyra you're talking about, but I know what Kyra I'm talking about.
Kyra on standby.
Niggas is trying to eat. That's all I look at as niggas want to eat food. Niggas is tired of being on the streets. Niggas tired of robbing and stealing. Niggas tired of selling drugs. They got little rap skills. They want to put their shit out and try to get some money. Niggas tired of being on the hood. Fucked up. Fucked up.
Hey yo, DuPont Registry, shit you niggas never see, flow effortlessly, most definitely, any minor setback is just a lesson to me, so if you ever in my presence, it's a blessing to be, spit your shit like open sesame, I don't wrestle weak, Hempstead nigga to the death of me, fuck you and yours if you can't relate, I'm trying to make sure my Franklins and Grants are straight, I went from no pop to piston, the rock stack glisten, getting sloppy top on the drop with the top listen, mama told me get me a job, I will not listen, fuck working for the white man, I'd rather move white man. On top of that, I'm a beast behind a mic stand. Instead, stand the fuck up, I'm from the hype, man. I flip tracks, get stacks and tab booty. Murder you on live TV like Jack Ruby. Ooh, shit, I do shit, new shit. That comeback, Charleston, blue shit, I do shit. Fuck the image of giving, I spit true shit. Pump fake and get your whole crew hit. Nigga, my moves is calculated, no room for small errors. The small errors turn y'all fellas to poor bearers. Me and my G's at the dice game, betting keys. Take you to war like my weaponry was Lebanese. I pin bitches like a nigga from the 70s. Jekyll and Hyde, got you niggas terrified, nigga.
I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heart beats down like that's one beat. I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heart beats down like that's one beat. I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heart beats
I'm from Nassau County, mutiny on the bounty. Feds trying to get me for years, they never found me. I ain't gotta shoot you, I keep shooters around me. And bitch, I'ma give you the dick, just don't have me. I hate them girls, be causing the damn scene.
jumping on my dick like a trampoline. She told me so thirsty to carry a canteen. Keep hitting me on the head like a tambourine. I tell him, first, first, bitch, hand me green. And I'ma leave you with a damaged spleen. The man is mean. I'm a New York native, incredibly creative. In the back of my mind, I'm trying to debate it. I should shoot you now or later, but why wait if I'ma still kill your ass anyhow, nigga? Blah.
I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heart beats sound like fast walk beat. I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heart beats sound like fast walk beat. I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heart beats sound like fast walk beat.
Yo, the lack of money is the root of all evil. My life is like a movie, this here's a short preview. Some niggas frontin', don't let them boys deceive you. Nobody do it like we do, it's more than rap, nigga. This is my life on CD. What I live is so vivid, you see it in 3D. Got hoes and mink stoles, disposing they fiend hoes. Giving brain to my gang in the back of the road. Listen, you, I'm still clapping the foes. The 88 folks still attracting the hoes. I put my word on my family jewels, my hands are good to lose. I vow to live by the code and understand the rules. I'm on point like archery, straight up, about my paper like y'all should be. But scared money don't make no money, and y'all should fuck around, get your whole shit took, pussy ass niggas.
I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek, your heart beats sound like fast walk beat. I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek, your heart beats sound like fast walk beat. I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek, your heart beats sound like fast walk beat. I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek.
Yeah, yeah. And we back. That old Biggie chorus right there, Sasquatch Feet. That was my boy Granddaddy IU, man. If y'all don't remember him, man, he was with Cold Chillin' a couple of years ago. I didn't even want to say a couple of years ago. He was with Cold Chillin' a long time ago. And he's still out there doing it, man. And Sasquatch Feet, man. So if y'all support that brother, man, and go pick it up. The joint before that was by my man Cash, North York or whatever. My man, brand new to the game. Well, he ain't brand new to the game. He's been around for a while, man. But, yo, support that cat. You know, when you see him, give him a pound, let him know. You know, he doing what's up, man. He's out there doing his thing, man. April 27th, man, we lost a legend. DJ Easy Rock passed away. I hadn't been doing the show for a while. I've been moving around. But, yeah, man, Easy Rock passed away, man. Rob Basic DJ. And, they're really not talking about how he passed, but it really matter, though. It's another MC that we've lost, and it just is what it is, man. Cats are passing away, man. Life is too short, and, man, get your shit together, man, because you know not the day nor the time, man. It is what it is, you know? But, yeah, rest in peace to Easy Rock, man. Love going out to my man Rob Bass. Anyway, we were talking about Gucci Mane a little bit earlier with my man Cash. And, yeah, Gucci Mane about to do 3 years' time, man. And honestly, I can't say I feel sorry for him, man. I mean, shit, it is what it is, man. You motherfuckers got an opportunity to be out here, man, and make music, and y'all fucking up. I mean, I can't stop you guys from being who you are. It's who you are. But at the same time, you got an opportunity, man, that most motherfuckers would kill for. And you niggas out here, man, doing this dumb shit, getting locked up, you know. I mean, it's your life. Do what the fuck you got to do, man. But did you really come this far, man, to get fucked up like that only to be locked up? Same thing for Chris Brown, stupid ass, man. You know, I'll never know. None of us will never know why the fuck he beat the shit out of Rihanna the way he did. Who knows? I'm not going to speculate, but at the same time, man, you've had ample opportunity, and white folks is making examples out of you niggas, man, for real. Call me Uncle Ruckus if you want to, but white folks is making examples out of you niggas, man. Lauryn Hill, Wesley Snipes, shit, any rich nigga that's got money is getting locked up with no questions asked. What, you fucking up, nigga? Go to jail. You know, Chris Brown had plenty opportunities, man. All he had to do, you had one thing you had to do, go into rehab and chill the fuck out. You're not Lindsay Lohan. You're not Justin Bieber. And they getting ready to get in his ass, too, because he fucking up. But Not as much as they got in your ass, Chris. But, yeah, you know what I'm saying? And you know, you guys, man, got these opportunities, man, and fucking up. I don't understand it, man. I wish I had that opportunity, man, to just go out here and make money, get as much ass as possible, and keep it moving. But I don't have that opportunity. I'm a regular guy. This is what I do for a living. I come on the radio and talk shit about y'all and laugh at you motherfuckers because y'all rich, and I'm trying to get my shit together to get rich. I don't want to go to jail. I don't even want to do 10 minutes in jail. Y'all niggas like jail. And y'all use that as a resume builder. I don't need that as a resume builder. But it is what it is. So, yeah, Gucci Man, Chris Rock. Chris Rock, they going to – I mean, I keep calling him for Chris Rock. Chris Rock. Chris Brown is – they doing some time. Chris might get like 6 more months and then he'll be let go. But he ain't built for that shit, you know. I mean, shit. He ain't. You know, Gucci Man on the other hand, yeah, I guess so. A lot of shit happened last week, this week. Of course, I'm about to jump on the bandwagon with this bullshit. The Solange and the Jay-Z shit. Okay. First and foremost, the motherfucker that put out the video, better hope he never get caught for putting the video out because the hotel is looking for whomever put that video out. He got 250 grand. It was a bidding war for the tape, and it was being shot for 5 days. Motherfucker was after this tape for 5 days. No type of vocals, no nothing, but it showed old girl whooping Jay-Z ass. And I really would love to have been a fly on the wall to just hear what kicked that ass whooping off. You know, and it really wasn't no ass whooping. It was like Fred Sanford and Esther fighting and shit. You know, she was kicking him and flinging jewelry and spitting on him and throwing, hitting him with a purse and shit like that, man. You know, security would need his ass whooped too because he was doing an awful job holding her ass back. It was kind of like, okay, give him a little bit, And then he grabbed her and pulled her back and then he let her go and get him some more and shit. And, I mean, they ain't talked about this shit for like 3 days now. And we'll never get close to finding out what the fuck happened, why it happened. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, they tried to come out today and they were talking about that Jay-Z and her was out together shopping for jewelry and shit. And, you know, it came out that the guy at the jewel shop that they were at, he was like, nah, them motherfuckers ain't come up in here. I ain't seen them motherfuckers, you know. And then Bey and Beyonce and fucking Jay was sitting at the game the other night and shit. The bottom line is this, man. Whatever the fuck happened, she was trying to get at his ass, and his old lady stood there and let the shit happen. Beyonce ass stood there and was just like, well, that's my sister, y'all, you know. And she was getting at his ass. Again, it was fucking Fred Sanford and Esther. That's how the fight looked like to me. You know, she was dropping a couple of kung fu kicks in the elevator and shit, but other than that, that's it. You know, we'll never get the story. We'll never understand the details, but I sure would like to be a fly on the wall and listen to see what kicked that shit off, man. Was she drunk? Was he, you know, it was speculation that he slapped the shit out of Beyonce. And I'm sure if he slapped the shit out of Beyonce, it would be more motherfuckers in his ass than just his sister. That's just me. It was speculation that, you know, her friends couldn't get in and Jay had, you know, the words to get him in, speculation that he was going to a party with Rihanna and, you know, Jay, whatever the fuck her name is, Beyonce wanted to go home and he didn't want to go home. That's a whole bunch of bullshit, man. Smoking mirrors to take your mind off of shit that's really going on in the world and everybody's focused on that. And I when I saw it that morning, that Tuesday morning, I think it was Tuesday or Monday, I first saw it, I was like, this shit is going to blow up Facebook. This is going to be the talk for the next couple of days, and people are going to miss everything else that's happening in the world, you know? I mean, quiet as kept, motherfuckers kind of forgot about the beef between, shit, what is the little black dude name? Shit, he's just on my motherfucking Kevin Hart and Mike Epps. Motherfuckers forgot all about that shit, even though it was like some WWF-type wrestling-type shit, you know, where Mike Epps kind of went in on Kevin Hart and, you know, he was talking shit about Kevin and then Kevin came back talking shit about he going to ruin his career. Motherfuckers forgot about that shit. That shit was just like quietly swept up under the carpet and nobody else talked about that. But it was on Facebook for like a day and a half, and, you know, people not realizing that this shit is publicity and that Kevin Hart and Mike Epps are actually really cool friends. I guess y'all kind of forgot the whole Cat Williams and Steve Harvey shit that was going on back, like, 2012 it was, and Steve Harvey and Cat Williams was supposed to have beef. But it's smoke and mirrors, people. The motherfuckers ain't, comedians ain't got beef like that, you know what I'm saying? And if they do, they ain't on fucking Twitter and Facebook posting shit. If they posting shit like that, it's smoke and mirrors. It's for y'all to be like, ooh, and then y'all get up there and y'all want to talk about it and talk about it for the next days and shit. This whole Jay-Z and Beyonce shit, though, man, I got to tell you, they had some pretty good fucking pictures up there. That's all I can tell you. They made some good-ass pictures, and the shit was funny, and I laughed. Another thing you're quietly missing, while we all talking about Jay-Z and Solange, Paul Mooney. Paul Mooney was in the news briefly, and Paul Mooney has cancer. Paul Mooney has cancer, and he's in stage 4 of the cancer. I think it's pancreatic cancer. And, we about to lose a legend, man. Quiet as kept, man. Paul Mooney's a sick man. For those who don't know Paul Mooney is a comedian. He was Richard Pryor's right-hand man, and he cracked a lot of racist jokes about white folks. Some of that shit hit home. You know, it was true. A lot of white folks don't like Paul Mooney. Paul Mooney is very sick, and he's now in a wheelchair now. A lot of people didn't realize how sick Richard Pryor was with that multiple sclerosis, man. My mother has that, quiet as kept. And, that shit is no joke, man. As the age, the drugs and shit got into his system, man, it quietly killed him, you know. And, Paul Mooney has something different. Like I said, I think he has pancreatic cancer or something like that. And like I say, when you get to stage 4, it's pretty much a wrap, B. I mean, Aretha had a similar form of cancer, and she kind of dodged the bullet a little bit. But, once you get stage 4, man, it's kind of a wrap, man. I never realized how sick the man was until they actually talked about it. But, stuff like that, shoveled up under the radar, man, and under the carpet, and you don't hear about that type of shit, man, because we focused on bullshit, We focused on Real Housewives and shit, which, why are we talking about that? It ain't hip-hop, but I guess y'all ain't going to see NeNe no more because she got the axe, she got the boot. It's a wrap for NeNe. That's a show that, I can't understand how people even watch that fucking show, because it's like, it ain't really teaching you nothing. None of them really did shit but fuck a bunch of stars and shit, and they're housewives, and half of them ain't even wives. Shit, NeNe just got married, last year? So how are you a housewife, But, it's a bunch of cat fights and shit, man. But, she got the boot. She won't be coming back, and I'm pretty certain a lot of y'all ain't going to watch the show now that, once you find out she got the boot, man. Other shit news, Chicago news. We still got shit going on here in Chicago. Niggas still killing motherfuckers over here for nothing. And it's been kind of quiet, though. I will say that, man, because when it's cold, motherfuckers ain't quick to come outside and do stupid shit. When it's cold, when we had that fucking cold weather, nobody came out. Nobody did shit. Everybody was in the house and shut the fuck up, and the guns was put up. I mean, we had a few murders, but it wasn't, stupid shit like we got now with teens and young girls shooting each other and shit. But y'all won't see my ass at the Taste of Chicago, other open venues where it's a lot of us. I hate to be that way, but I don't want to be a statistic, for a stupid nigga moment. Y'all won't see me at the Taste of Chicago. You might see me at a couple of concerts coming up. We got a concert coming up, I want to say in June, with a lot of all-stars of hip-hop coming out, man. Slick Rick again, Naughty by Nature, Rakim. Who else is coming, man? It's going to be a big show. It's going to be at the Area Club. I'm trying to look it up now as we speak, man. It's the Superstars of Hip-Hop, and the shit is going to be dope. Super Fresh Hip-Hop Fest. It is sponsored by Live Nation. So if you got any money left over from all y'all spending money at the Jay and Beyonce concert, Y'all can go check this joint out at the Airy Crown. Airy Crown been putting out some pretty good shows, man. They've been doing a lot of good comedy shows and a lot of hip-hop shows, man. So if you can get to a show at the Airy Crown, man, that's what's up, man. But, yeah, we got a hip-hop show coming out here, Super Fresh Hip-Hop Fest at the Airy Crown, DMX, EPMD, whole bunch of old-school MCs that I like because that's just what I like. Fuck your rapper. But, yeah, that's what we got going on. A lot of festivals coming out. You will see me at the Taste of Randolph. Maybe African Fest this year. Maybe Lollapalooza. You know, a lot of crazy ass coked out white boys and shit gonna be there. Maybe Riot Fest. A lot of stuff happening, man, across the country, man. I had the pleasure last month of checking out Styles P, Jadakiss, and Sheik Looch. The Lox was there. If you happen to be on my Facebook page, you can see the pictures. I went to the Comic-Con, C2E2. That was pretty dope. You'll see myself and my daughter chilling. And let me stop talking. We got another call. Let me go and grab this real quick. Najee Air Radio, who's calling? Najee Air Radio, who's calling? Come on, talk to me. I know you're there. All right, well, then they left, and they'll try again, I guess. Man, like I was saying, man, yeah, there's a lot of good shows coming in this month. And, man, you know, go on, try to check them out, man. Anyway, I'm going to stop flipping my guns, man. I got some new Ginkgo joints. Ginkgo D, if y'all remember him, man, he was from Leader of the New School. And I'm going to let y'all check out a couple of these joints, man. I told him I was going to play some of this shit tonight. And he's got an EP out. Pretty dope, man. So y'all check this out. Dick O.D., first joint, Ice in the Cooler. Check it out.
Make sure there's ice in the cooler. Corona tastes cooler. Make your eyes feel like a ruler. We're getting hot tonight. Smoking no pot. Feeling all right. On the girls that's close to me, with the palm trees, palm leaves, and they caddies pass me with bikinis in the top. Boy, it's kinda hot, makes you look at you in a little flip-flop piece. Fly to tail, tough as nails, I'm loving the smell, it must be Chanel. She got me looking down to show it while the sun is shining, man, I'm high in trouble.
Well, I woke up one morning and I felt like I wanted to hold my baby tight. I reached over there and I didn't feel nothing. So I turned around right quick and looked and I didn't see nothing. Somebody call the policeman. Somebody. Somebody call the policeman. Somebody.
I should have knew it from the first time I saw a face in the hood in another nigga's place, another nigga's age. Couldn't understand, niggas say he not your man with his hand on your waist. Oh man, see I've been around for a while, so I figured this shit out. Just cracked a smile, I laid back, violating wasn't my intention. Shit, I had my own thing that needed my attention. But hey, we started hanging out together. Yeah, you kept a nigga warm through that winter weather. Spring came, then we said hello to summer. How you had a nigga wrapped around acting dumber, like a stain. Liquor couldn't ease the pain, then I hopped over the fence to go against the grain. Yeah, I know I said and did a lot of foul shit, but only cause you went and you tore my heart into somebody.
Well, I woke up one morning and I felt like I wanted to hold my baby tight. I reached over there and I didn't feel nothing. So I turned around right quick and looked and I didn't see nothing. Somebody call the policeman. Somebody. Somebody. Call the policeman. Somebody.
See, we left the bar together, but seem we lost each other. Somehow it's no mistake, I think you're with your fucking lover. Thanks a lot, bartender, see I'm passed out. It's assed out, no doubt way past trying to hang out. Woke up alone, hard with the stoner. No feminine features, just me high as a stoner. Checked the messages and on my phone I was asleep. I guess that was a cue for her to now legally leave. Rolling in a sports car, drinking at a sports bar. Wishing I had satellites so I could just stalk her. It's all good though, a brother like he's not a stalker. A New York giant, standing through this torture. I can't boss her, and never would I force her. For all the things I've done, I guess she took the first offer. Just leave me be and I'll rebound and I'll be awesome. She has the keys and I'll be waiting by the door, son.
Well, I woke up one morning and I felt like I wanted to hold my baby tight. I reached over there and I didn't feel nothing. So I turned around right quick and looked and I didn't see nothing. Somebody call the policeman. Somebody. Somebody call the policeman. Somebody.
Keep fighting at the bait. 92. Figaro, when in my car I can't even get a hello. Well, so many people even when I cruise Crenshaw on Sunday. One day I'ma have to get in my car and go. You know I take the 110 until the 105. Get off on Crenshaw, tell my homies it's alive. Cause it's hard to survive when you're living in the concrete jungles. And these girls keep passing me by. She looks fly, she looks fly. Women say, my, my, my. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. I wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good. I would call her. I wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat. Six four quarter. I wish I was a little bit taller.
A little bit taller.
I wish I was a baller.
I
wish I was a little bit taller.
A little bit taller.
I wish I was a baller.
I
wish I was a little bit taller, y'all.
I
wish I was a baller.
I
wish I was a little bit taller.
I
wish I was a baller. I wish I had my way, cause every day would be a Friday, and you can even speed on the highway. I would play ghetto games, name my kids ghetto names, Little Mookie, Big Al, Lorraine. Yo, you know that's on the real. So if you down on your luck, then you should know just how I feel. Cause if you don't want me around, see I go simple like a baby, I go greyhound. Hey, you, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Ah, yes, ain't that fresh? Everybody wants to get down like that. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good. I would call her. I wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat. Six four a baller. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good. I would call her. I wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat.
Trav, yo, you could call Em and see if she cooking tonight.
I want some ravioli.
Tell that nigga Pulu come through too. Call that nigga Cage and tell him somebody said they want the cell or the headband. But I don't want to call them over the phone. Nah, he be acting.
Nah, he be acting.
I think we're going to the booth tonight to check Bless out.
I just hit him on Twitter and shit.
Twitter and shit.
I'm talking about DM him.
I think Reef coming from Florida too.
I don't know.
I think.
He on BBM earlier.
You call that nigga Snacks too? Call Snacks. I introduce you to the life of Corey Duzon. Loyalty is everything, for folding like a futon. I get it off cheap for that paper like a coupon. It's cold outside and I'm just trying to put my crew on. My cousin keeps sending bricks, that nigga out in Tucson. But the block hot, it feel like I got a goose on. Just a kid that cries up to sleep when the booze gone. They gon' get it when that closet empty and they boo gone. I seen friends talk about friends and hit the club with them. They think I'm talking about them, but I'm done with them. I swear to God, man, I wish I never hung with them. Rolled up, switched the sweets and smoked bud with them. Stepped up in the spots and got love with them. Cause if it was on, I would've took a slug for them. And they know that, they don't need no Kodak. Remember late night smoking piss, popping Prozac?
I do.
But I'm off that, I'm on my loyal shit. The more work you put in, dog, the more you get. I'm just staring out my window. Had these dreams since I was playing Nintendo. Nigga, my pops told me everything.
Real.
That work you do, that's just the bed you bring.
Real.
Well, I guess I got a king size. Cause I'll do a nigga dirty just to sit ringside. Don't fuck with me.
Don't fuck with me.
Yo, Trav, remember we used to play around grandma house and shit? And she used to find us and all that.
Yo, Paige, remember when I fucked up your sneakers at grandma house?
Yo, JP was popping, baby. Yo, call Maul and them.
Yo, tell
them
nigga come at right now. That nigga boogie at.
Peace, shooter D. I'ma tell him where I'm from. Straight from the crime side, the New York Times side. West Bray and Staten Island, nigga, that's my side. My cousin bout to finish tennis, crazy how time fly. K-Cash, Gucci down on me, pride die. Rest in peace to Amanda, she died in a drive-by. I thought they was lost and just trying to drive by. It's crazy in my hood, that shit happen every weekend. Fathers barking on their daughters, trying to keep their cheeks in. Little niggas don't respect nothing while they speaking. Black champ hoodies, dope, we call that grim reaping. Yeah, Staten Island's where I'm from, nigga. They 13, drop out and get a gun, nigga. They won't have money, fuck having fun, nigga. And if it's on my mother, they ain't running, nigga. Y'all right there, and we right here. And it's going down quick like a light year. I get a pack, hit the block, get my money up. So like a bee in the summer, get my honeys up. I do the damn thing, over the damn games. My old
head quick to pull like a hamstring. Nigga, I've been a threat, I'm on the internet. Prada boots, no gum, that's my winter fresh. I wonder would these niggas kill me if they had the chance. Put my body in a scope if they had the glance. They would though,
they would though.
Yo, Trav,
yo, Trav.
Remember when grandma died?
I hate thinking about that.
And we looked at her?
I hate thinking about that.
Say no more.
I hate that.
It's our birthday, nigga. Happy 21st. Put them rosés up. Something light.
Yo, you remember when Cage tried to fuck us up? Cause we were smoking weed. But them niggas was doing the same shit.
I'm just thinking like, all my niggas like we keep it loyal like, feel me? Like half of the niggas I fucked with in high school, like them niggas is either dead or they facing like 15 years.
And that's real talk.
I only got like 5 niggas, rest niggas is my cousin.
That's real talk.
I'm just keeping it 100.
Fuck it. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck it.
That's what I say, fuck it, man. I'm good too, nigga. What? Shit. Anyway, that was my man Cash. I ain't got no title for this one though, man. This last joint, I played for him, but he got some hot shit, man. He got some smokers coming out, man. So I mean, man, support that cat, man. And you know, y'all see him. Hey, nigga, take your ass to Atlanta and make some money, man. I know you still listening to the show, man. Get your ass to Atlanta and make some money, dude. Do them tours, man. Get that buzz going, man. anyway. Chilling tonight, we had my man Cash on. I was hoping to have CL Smooth on, but he dipped on me again. And I was trying to see if I get my man Smooth B to come in here. And I didn't want to, you know, have him as the backup and shit, man, you know, because the other nigga faked out. But, you know, I try to get it in where I can, man. And I apologize that, you know, we didn't have him. We confirmed that he was coming, but should be like that sometimes, man. It is what it is, man. We have my nigga Cash on here, though, man, so I appreciate that brother coming on and doing his thing, man. If you want to check him out, man, and some of his freestyles, man, go to YouTube, type in K-Cash, K-A-S-H, and look that cat up, man. He got some smokers on there. I didn't realize he was a battle cat, man, until I looked him up, man, and he got some smokers on there, man. He been grinding, man, so it is what it is, man. We still here on the show doing our thing, man. My man Divine didn't show up. Red didn't show up. We some lazy motherfuckers, man. When we got access to shit, we some lazy-ass motherfuckers. I'm guilty of this shit sometimes because sometimes I got shit that overrides the show, but I still try to get it in when I can. And I'm probably going to wind up cutting this motherfucker off early today. I got to get better with the show, man. I don't owe you guys that. You know, a nigga get lazy. I can't even lie to you, man. It be like that sometimes, man, but it is what it is, man. You know, and I'm one of them cats. I have an opportunity and I'm fucking up and I got to get better, man. Last week I didn't get on, man. My daughter overrides all this shit, so I didn't get on last week because my daughter come first before all of this shit. So if you miss your boy Rod G, I apologize, but I'm here today. And like I said, hit you with some Dinko. I hit you. Where is Steelo at, man? Where is that cat at, man? This is like the one-hit wonder he had, and I wish I was a baller, and you know, it pretty much kicked in. You know, that was it, and then after that was it for him. We got my man D Slate on the phone, so let's see what he's talking about. Let's see what lie this nigga gonna tell. Hold on. All right, come on, Dashboard. Let's get it popping. Naja Head Radio, what's up, nigga?
What's going on?
Shit, man. I'm probably going to cut the show off short, man. You know, CL faked us out again, and I was trying to see if I could fly a Smooth B on real quick, man. I didn't want to do him like that, you know, have him as the fall guy for the other guy that didn't show up and shit. But I guess he ain't going to call in, so I got to catch him on a better day. But, yeah, man, I don't know what's going on with CL, man. I promise I ain't say shit about Pete Rock, so I don't know what the fuck is up with that, man. This is the third time we try to have this cat on the show, too, man, and I don't get it. I ain't understanding, man, what the problem is, Tina.
I'm really not sure, you know, what happened. I mean, he got all the information, so I guess, you know, maybe he got too busy.
And it's like that, man. You know, I can appreciate that, man. You know, but, you know, three strikes you out, dude, man. That's how I feel, man. I mean, I try not to be a jerk face about stuff like this, but, I mean, real talk, man, I know you work hard hitting up these Twitter accounts and talking to these shady-ass managers and shit like that, man, trying to make this shit happen. And, you know, like I say, I ain't trying to be no douchebag, but at the same time, I'm like, man, we provide a service too, you know. The least you can do is show up to the show, man. And this is the third time we've tried to get you. I tried to do a Night of the Smooth with CL and Smooth B from Nice and Smooth, and you know, shit happens, man. It be like that, man. But I just don't understand, man. I don't get these cats sometimes, man. Not to say that the show hasn't had, you know, good MCs on. You know, Cash was dope. I ain't going to front on that young man. You know, he showed up, man. You know what I'm saying? He showed up, but this cat didn't show up. What the problem is, man? What's the problem? Are we not
talking about it? Well, I mean, the good thing about it is that, you know, Cash showed up, which means you know who's coming next. So,
of course.
You know, more than likely, either next week or the week after, we're gonna have the opportunity to be talking to one of the tightest lyricists to ever grace hip hop. So, you know, that's a plus.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. You know, and then hopefully next Wednesday too, I may have Jazzo in the building. You know, he's in the studio.
Oh, I'd love to talk to him. I love to talk to old Jazzo.
Yeah, I'd like to hear some things from Jazzo about his protege Jay-Z, and see what the fuck he got to say about Jay-Z is, man, in light of all this craziness that's happened to him this week. And
did you hear about what you think about Dr. Dre becoming the first hip hop billionaire?
I think that's great. I honestly think that's great, and I hope he you know, does more with the money than most of these cats, man, you know, have done with their money. Although I doubt we're ever going to see that album that he's been working on for like the last 10 years come out. I mean, with him being a billionaire,
it's kind of crazy though when you think about it, because a lot of his competition, you know, and I'll just call it that, a lot of his competition, you know, these cats have been on the forefront. You know, all in TV, all in the public's eye, and doing this and doing that, and secretly, on the low piece, Dr. Dre comes above them and comes over top of them.
Well, I ain't gonna say all that.
How long has Jay been trying to reach the billionaire status? How long has Diddy trying to reach the billionaire status? You know, Birdman and some of these other cats. 50.
The funny thing
how long
about
are they
that
trying to reach the billionaire status?
The funny thing about that, you mentioned Puffy and shit, man. What's funny about Puffy, what really makes Puffy stand out, in my opinion, Puffy ain't got no artist, man. Every artist he's had has left on bad terms and shit. Craig Mack, Shine. You know, it's always some drab-ass story. But this guy's like a roach, man. He lives throughout everything, man. He ain't got no artist, and he's still relevant, you know, in the game, you know, with his vodka and shit. But other than that, Puff ain't really got shit right now. I mean, you would expect the Puff to try to be a billionaire at one point, you know, when we was coming up listening to the shit heavy. You know, we thought Puffy was going to make it. Then, boom, here comes Jay, and he making power moves with his money. Jay, what, 45? Right now, and he doing it, you know, with the exception of shit that's going on in his personal life, you know. But the sad thing about the thing that's going on with Dre and his making billionaire status, man, white folks still trying to cut him off at the legs by saying at the end of the day, he only going to make a certain amount of money, and it's really Jimmy Iovine who's making the power move. Because if you look at it, Jimmy has got a seat on Apple's board, man. You know what I'm saying? How the fuck did Jimmy sneak his ass in there and Dre didn't get that? You know what I'm saying? So it's like white folks trying to cut him off at the knees and try to, you know, minimalize his you know, what he's done and everything, you know? I'm happy that, you know, if he do make a billion, man, I'm happy, man. It's good to see a black face, you know, doing good, you know, but hopefully at the same time, he does more with that money to, you know, build up the music community and the hip-hop community and don't jag it off on no bullshit, man. You know what I'm saying? If you look at the story behind Monster headphones, where they've taken off the Monster and it's just Beats by Dre. It's not Monster Beat by Dre anymore. Look at the story, man. I implore a lot of you guys to go online and look up the story behind Monster Beats and see how Jimmy Iovine and Dre snatched that shit from Monster, you know, because of Monster's son, the guy. It was two guys, two Asian cats, and the son cut that deal with Iovine and them for Monster Beats, but they couldn't carry the weight, and Iovine took the shit from him. Now, Monster was built off of fucking plugs and HDMI cables and shit, and they was ripping people off. They charged the motherfuckers $59 for cables and HDMI cables. They're good, but they ain't worth $59. You get the same goddamn cable for like 10 bucks online, you know what I'm saying? But here's a company that ripped people off, and they themselves got ripped off, and now, you know, look what the company is now, man. Yeah, your boy, he hit Google a lot. He does read articles and shit. I do more than listen to records and sit on my ass and shit, man. But, yeah, man, look that shit up, man. And like, congratulations to Dre, man. You know, he got out there and he did what he had to do, man. He came a long way from dope selling and gangbanging, you know, to being a producer and shit, even though a lot of shit he did plagiarize. Ask DJ Quick about that. And, You know, congratulations to that cat, man, and I hope he become rap first billionaire, but I think that shit going to Jimmy Iovine, man, for real. Interscope Records. Yeah.
But you know, I mean, it's that what's going on, and then you got, you know, everybody and their mama trying to figure out, you know, why Solange beat the hell out of Jay, but you know, everybody
we ain't gonna never get the details on that shit, man.
That'll never come out.
Considering the fact that the shit happened, I want to say like a month ago.
I heard that whoever sold the tape or the video.
He got 250 grand, man. It was a bid war for the tape. It was a bid war, you know. But quiet is kept. They haven't found out who the fuck did it. It's gonna be a wrap.
That's what I'm saying. So whoever did it, he better vanish.
Vanish or put that shit from over continental bank account and shit, some offshore bank account, because they checking motherfuckers, man, for real. They ain't looking for niggas for real, man. But hey,
they better stay vanish.
Yeah, did you hear the new intro Divine did for us? I played it earlier. You might have to listen to the rebroadcast, man, to hear the intro, man. I played the Nigga Love a Watermelon Ice Cream Truck theme, man, and but like I said, I was having technical difficulties. I don't know what the fuck was going on. But, yeah, I did the Nigga Love a Watermelon theme, and then I kicked the new Nod Your Head theme, man. And other than that, man, like I said, the show's just going, man, you know. Again, like I said, I want to apologize to the people, man. You know, you was expecting one thing, you got another. And like I said, it's the third time this motherfucker that backed out on us and shit, man. So I don't know what to say. It is what it is, you know. It is what it is. And like I said, Dodger Head is going to continue to bring great entertainment. We got Kane coming in. We got Jazzo coming in. I just talked to Geechee Suede from Camp Low. They got an album coming out next month, so I'm going to have them cats come back on and talk to Geechee Suede and we'll talk to the Camp Low crew. I'm going to try to get OC back up in here. I know my man shit, I can't remember the nigga name, man. My mind, this is what happens when you get old, man. You can't remember shit all the time, man. My man from Digital Planets, man, he'll be on here.
Doodlebug.
Yeah, Doodlebug, there we go. I'm talking butterfly and shit. But yeah, Doodlebug will be back on here, man. His album is pushing out. We're going to have the White Crows back up in here, Mr. Long, and, you know, his boy back on here, man, and we're going to get popping, man. There we go. See, that's why you have a co-host, man, with you, because he know the shit that you don't know. And when your mind's slipping, he know the shit, man. But, yeah, man, that's what we on, man. You know, if CL Smooth ever decides to make an appearance, man, we'll let you know. We couldn't talk about Pete Rock because, I don't know. It is what it is, man. But, man, I want to thank y'all for listening in. I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope you enjoyed the little joints I played by Dinko, Ice in the Cooler, Call the Police, man. Homie got an EP out, man. You can download it for free. Man, let me get on here and see if I can find the name of the EP while I'm at it, man, so y'all can pick it up. This is a dope EP, man. Dinko's been doing a lot, man, lately, you know, with the whole Leaders of the New School breakup years ago. And we had him on the show. It was brief, but we had the nigga on the show. And, you know, he got on there and did his thing too, man. So I respect a lot of the older MCs, man, that take time out to call in and, you know, just check us out, man. You know, a lot of you cats, man, won't do it. But the ones that do, man, I respect y'all and thank y'all for it, man. And that's what's up, man. That's what we need more of. So I'm going to let this set go. D, anything you want to add, man?
No, I mean, you know, shout out to my man Cash and the crew, you know, for stopping through. Again, you know, we apologize, you know, ladies and gentlemen, for, you know, the absence of our other guests. I mean, I know Cash get busy, so it's all good. You know, we always keep it moving. Props to him and, you know, everything that he's doing. And I hope he's successful with his new album. And, you know, again, you know, I made some moves. You know, so I made the move that we were really trying to move to make. So that means that our next guest coming up is going to be one of the, you know, one of the greatest lyricists, you know, to one of the best lyricists to ever step in the stage of hip hop. So, you know, we keep you guys, you know, in real contact about who that guest may be. You know, TBA. So, you know, we'll let you guys know as soon as we get a definitive date of when that person will be on the show, and I guarantee it's going to be popping.
That's what's up. And that Dinko EP is called Dinko DiMaio, hosted by DJ Rob Flow. You can pick it up on www.datpiff.piff.com. Dinko DiMaio, go to his Facebook page. He got it on there too, man. Check that EP out. Support that cat. To the mystery caller that called in looking for more cash, man, like I say, I played a couple of joints, man, and nigga ain't sent me no titles, so you know what it is, but Cash has got some hot shit going on, man. Shouts out to that dude. And with that, I'm going to let y'all go. Been a Nigel here tonight, and we will catch y'all next Wednesday. Oh, and shouts out if y'all, hey, much love, man. Smooth B, man, I appreciate you trying to get through, man, but you know how it go, man. Should be what it is, man. So, shout out. Peace and love. Nigel here. We out. Holla.
Out.
Tell me who the hottest in the town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet. Giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. And 10 minutes later, the same song spins. It's the D-Hour Show. Yeah, I said it, so you know. Coming first in any challenge on your mark. Set go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship. The hottest spaceship showing love to underground artists. Yeah.